It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Episode 2477 of the number one podcast on Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Wednesday. Whew. Man, busy week so far. And today's show is one where I'm going to give you three things to prepare before a final salary negotiation. Hope you find this helpful. Please give this show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. It does help other people discover the show. And I'll just remind you, I've got some great courses at my website, thebiggamehunter.us, that will help you with interviewing. That's where they are primarily. I have some new courses I've already started working on. And I'll also remind you to connect with me on LinkedIn or follow me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And we'll be back in just one moment. They've told you you're about to get the offer. Yay! Or maybe you're going to a final interview and you know they're going to ask you about what you're looking for. There's some things you need to do to prepare that will help you tremendously going into these conversations. Now, the first one is really very simple, and that's to figure out what you're really looking for so that we're not wasting anyone's time, yours in particular, going into these negotiations. What's the number you'd really like to get? That's really important. Conversely, and this is the second item, you need to be prepared to know what's the number that's going to cause you to walk away. By that, I mean, you know, I won't take any job below this salary. Now, remember, there's always the possibility of negotiating a sign-on bonus. Maybe the cost of benefits is significantly lower than what you're paying now. There's lots of variations. You know, maybe this is stock options or restricted stock units that you're able to negotiate with a firm. No matter, just be prepared to know what's going to make you walk away, what you're really looking for, and the variations in the middle that might cause you to change that bottom number. So let's say you were looking for $325 and they offered you $3, which is below that, right? But they're willing to give you a $50,000 sign-on. And what's the raise going to be like after the first year? You need to know these kind of numbers in order to figure out whether you'd want to say yes. Maybe you're going to get more in the way of vacation time. That has a value too. So understand there's some secondary variations that will help you in terms of saying yes to an offer or knowing to walk away. Now here's the third one, which is really incredibly important, and that's managing your emotions. So often people get so worked up, they get so indignant about whether, you know, they're not going to give me what I'm looking for. I know they want to give me this sign-on that's going to give me, but I want the salary. Well, in the example that I gave, you're going to wind up $25,000 ahead because it's a $50,000 sign-on. Be smart about things. Don't let your emotions rule. Don't let other people's emotions rule. Also, you know, you may have a wife, husband, partner, friends who are telling you, you must get this. Why? Because they think you should get it or because you're actually worth it? And, you know, I'm not saying that you're not, but you have to make decisions walking into the meeting based upon your needs and your requirements, not someone else's and their fantasy life about what you should be paid. And if they're wrong, they're not getting hurt. You are. So just be aware your emotions have to be in control. And sometimes you have to manage other people, their opinions, and their emotions too. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot in the blog that will help you. Plus, if you'd like help negotiating, you can schedule time for a session with me. I'd be very happy to help you go through the final negotiations with the firm. Also want to mention, I've got courses there on interviewing that are terrific. And I'm going to remind you about scheduling time with, I'm going to remind you about connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.